بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، وصلى الله على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم. حديث نمبر 444. عن عطاء قال: سمعت ابن عباس رضي الله عنهما يقول: سمعت النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم يقول: لو كان لابن آدم واديان من مال لابتغى ثالثة، ولا يملأ جوف ابن آدم إلا التراب، ويتوب الله على من تاب. صحيح البخاري volume 8 حديث number 444 is the narration of Ibn Abbas رضي الله عنهما. I heard the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم saying, if the son of Adam, a human being, had two valley of money, he would wish for a third, for nothing can fill the belly of Adam's son except dust, and Allah forgives him who repents to him. The next hadith, 445, hadith of Ibn Jurayj, قال: سمعت عطاء يقول سمعت ابن عباس يقول: سمعت رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يقول. So this is the hadith of Ibn Abbas then. لو أن لابن آدم مثل وادم مالا لأحب أن له إليه مثله، ولا يملأ عين ابن آدم إلا التراب، ويتوب الله على من تاب. قال ابن عباس: فلا أدري من القرآن هو أم لا. قال: وسمعت ابن الزبير يقول ذلك على المنبر. I heard Allah's Messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم saying, if the son of Adam had money equal to a valley, then he will wish for another similar to it, for nothing can satisfy the eye of Adam's son except dust, and Allah forgives him who repents to him. And Ibn Abbas said, I don't know whether this saying was quoted from the Quran or not. And Ata said, I heard Ibn Zubayr saying this narration while he was on the pulpit. The next hadith, 446, the hadith of Sahl bin Sa'd, قال: سمعت ابن الزبير على المنبر بمكة في خطبته يقول: يا أيها الناس، إن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم كان يقول: لو أعطي، أو لو أن ابن آدم أعطي واديا ملأ من ذهب أحب إليه ثانيا، ولو أعطي ثانيا أحب إليه ثالثا، ولا يسد جوف ابن آدم إلا التراب، ويتوب الله على من تاب. وقال لنا أبو الوليد: حدثنا حماد بن سلمة عن ثابت عن أنس عن أبي قال: كنا نرى هذا من القرآن، أو نرى هذا من القرآن، حتى نزلت ألهاكم التكاثر. The hadith of Sahal bin Sa'd, I heard Ibn Zubayr, who was on the pulpit at Mecca delivering a sermon, saying: O men, the Prophet ﷺ used to say, if the son of Adam were given a valley full of gold, he would love to have a second one, and if he were given the second one, he would love to have a third, for nothing fills the belly of Adam's son except dust, and Allah forgives he who repents to him. And Ubay said, we consider this as saying from the Quran till the surah, beginning with Al-Hakam al-Takathur, the mutual rivalry for piling up of worldly things diverts you, was revealed. And the hadith also, 447, the hadith of Anas bin Malik, أن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قال: لو أن لابن آدم واديا من ذهب أحب أن يكون له واديان ولن يملأ فاه إلا التراب، ويتوب الله على من تاب. This hadith of Anas bin Malik, Allah's Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, if Adam's son had a valley full of gold, he would like to have two valleys, for nothing fills his mouth except dust. As you can tell, the similarity in the meaning of all of these narrations, meaning the person does not see and stop his eagerness and love to have more of wealth. And if he would have two valleys of gold, he would seek the other, he would love to seek the third one. And if he possesses the three, he would also seek to have the fourth, and so forth. وَلَا يَمْلَأُ بَطْنَهُ إِلَّا التُّرَابِ. But nothing fills his belly except dust, except dust. Meaning, except that he, nothing except that until he dies and he will be buried in the dust, it doesn't mean that he will eat the dust until he gets full. No. So it means that until he is dead and he will be buried in the dust, that's what it means. And then he said, وَيَتُوبُ اللَّهُ عَلَى مَنْ تَابْ. This means that even if the person have this love and covetousness of the wealth, nevertheless, if he is wrong in that and repents to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah accepts his repentance. And as to their saying, وَكُنَّا نَرَى أَوْ نُرَى, that this is from, used to, consider that is as a saying from the Quran, until Allah revealed Al-Hakum al-Takathur, till Allah revealed 102 verse 1, the mutual rivalry for piling up of worldly things diverts you. This was the thinking of the companions who heard that this saying is from the Quran, but it is not from the Quran, because if it were from the Quran, then it would have remained, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala promised, as in Surah Al-Hijr, إِنَّا نَحْنُ نَزَّلْنَا الذِّكْرَ وَإِنَّا لَهُ لَحَافِظُونَ. Verily, we have sent down the reminder and we shall preserve it. So it is not from the Quran. This is the explanation of the meaning of these narrations, which all revolve around the same meaning. Wallahu ta'ala a'la wa a'lam wa sallallahu ala nabiyyina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallama taslima kathira.